In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Kate Squire. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how you doing, Andy?
It is Squire, S-K-W-I-R-E, right? You never thought of changing it just to the traditional Squire, S-Q?
No, because you know what? It's different and it stands out. People always say, oh, that's such a cool name.
Absolutely. I've never heard of another Squire with a K. Well done. Well played. So you're hunkered down. Where are you? Where do we find you?
Yeah, I'm in Kingston.
How are you spending this unusual time for musicians, this downtime?
Yeah, well, I'm out of work, so I'm doing a lot of walking, trying to spend as much time as I can writing, you know, whenever the muse is there, which it's not always. My writing partner, Evan Balzer, and I have been spending a lot of time just jamming and seeing what new stuff we can come up with.
The inspirations, they must be coming left and right, no?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I feel like I always write about, like, the things I struggle with anyway, but, I mean, people don't like to sit still. So in this time, a lot of us have to sit still in a way we haven't before. And it's like, that's when all your stuff comes up. So I feel like, yeah, it's a time where it's just ripe for all that fodder.
Yeah, that's pretty much your job at this point. All of a sudden, this is your time to shine because we need you. We need artists. We need inspiration, like you mentioned. We need something else other than the news.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I always say music is my medicine. And, you know, I feel like a lot of musicians feel that music is a healer, you know. I find I'm getting so much out of it, too. I'm watching live streams of people that I'd never seen before and hearing all this original music. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Are you, in fact, live streaming? Are you jumping on that yourself, you and Evan?
Well, we did one, and we wanted to do it weekly, but I've been having, you may be able to hear it in my voice. I've been having some real struggles lately with my voice. As soon as I can get my voice back in shape, we want to be live streaming every week because it's a great way to share all this new material that we're writing. We're doing our best. Hey, we can play an instrument and sing, but, you know, technology is a whole other story.
You mentioned your job. What is your job that you're not able to do right about now?
Well, for my living, like to pay my rent, I clean houses. But I've been lucky. My clients, I just run my own, I'm self-employed. I have my own small business, and my clients have been so kind and generous and supportive.
It's not one of those jobs you can do on Facebook, is it?
Right, exactly. I got an email from my hairstylist today, and she was saying that she was available for Zoom interviews where she would kind of walk you through cutting
walk
your bangs.
I'm
just like, I'll walk people through cleaning their houses.
The people whose houses you are cleaning have no idea how to clean their house.
It's true, but somehow it's just not the same to be walked through it as it is to have me come over and just do it.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Kate Squire. Is it just a solo, or do you play with a band?
Well, we have a band, Kate Squire and the Cut, which is like a new iteration of a band that we were doing for a while called Kate Squire and the Two Lazy Boys. But it's Kate Squire and the Cut. And then we also have been working on a new band that doesn't yet have a name, but it's sort of the projects that all this new material that we're being created is being created for. It's for that new band.
You want to be ready when the doors open. I don't think social distancing is going to end very soon. They might open up a club, but I think it's still going to be 6 feet apart, don't you think?
Yeah, probably for a while. I think we're going to be doing some porch concerts because I have a front porch here where I rent, and I think we're going to be...
Good idea.
We're going to be doing like a neighborhood gig, you know, and everybody who's on the street can go.
We're all finding new streams of revenue, I guess would be the term, right?
Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely.
Tell me about the song Breathe. Kind of timely, I guess, right about now. But what is that about? How did it happen?
Well, it came from a jam. Evan and I were just jamming. We were just kind of, you know, sort of a free play session. Just play around and see what happens. And we came up with a really cool groove and wanted to turn it into a song. And I just started writing it. I studied some yoga and some meditation, and you can just go off into your mind can take you for a ride, you know, and in the worry and, oh my God, what's going to happen tomorrow? And, you know, you can just go into a tailspin.
Sure.
And then, you know, yoga and meditation, which I had studied, was a good teaching of how to, like, whoa, come back to the present moment. Everything right in this moment is okay. When those words started coming out onto the page, it was like, wow, this is really relevant for right now. Because both, you know, metaphorically, like, we all need to take a breath. Like, we're all freaking out, like, what's going to happen? We don't know what the future holds, when this is going to be over.
It's got kind of a swinging R&B-ish sound to it. Is it?
Yeah.
Am I characterizing that correctly?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I think that's what we're going for. I think, like, when I started really pursuing this singing thing for myself seriously, I thought of myself as really straight blues. I sang a lot of blues, you know, like a lot of the influences, like Aretha Franklin and Coco Taylor and Etta James and Bonnie Raitt, Susan Tedeschi, you know,
I love to sing
blues.
Yeah, yeah. Kate Squire, where can people find out more about you? What's your website?
You can find me on katesquire.com, where all the gigs are, although they're all canceled right now. And then on Facebook, you can find me at Kate Squire and The Cut, which is the current up and working band.
So it's Kate and then Squire is S-K-W-I-R-E, that kind of Squire.
Thank you for reiterating that. Yeah,
Thank you. What final thing would you say as a yoga practitioner that you would tell people right now?
Yeah, just to practice contentment, take a breath and notice in this present moment what we're grateful for, what we have, because we still really have a lot.
Yeah, we do. At this present moment, it's Kate Squire in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Here's the song, Breathe. At 100.7 WHUD. Kate, good luck and thanks. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks so much for having me, Andy.